Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Walnut growers are in the middle of harvest season, and we got the opportunity to speak with Dennis Ballant. He has been serving as executive director of the California Walnut Board since 1995. Ballant noted where they are in the harvest process.
I can tell you that it's early. We're only about 40% of the way into the harvest.
Close to all of the walnuts consumed in the United States come from California growers. Last year's walnut crop yielded 603,000 tons. Ballant commented on what kind of increase growers are expecting this year.
Now, the estimate is 11% higher than last year's crop. That's not a hard number. That's an estimate.
Overall, better weather conditions were a contributing factor to this year's success, although Ballant noted that not all growers experienced the same beneficial weather.
There are more than 4,400 growers. Somebody will have a problem, and a lot of people don't. It's very hard to generalize.
Between better water supplies and improved weather conditions, Ballant said that it's difficult to pinpoint exactly what caused the estimated 11% increase over last year's record crop.
It's possible that there is one, but separating that one out from the other possible variables is difficult.
Ballant also serves as the CEO of the California Walnut Commission. While the estimates are projecting an excellent year for California walnuts, the exact figures will not be available until the early part of January.
Then we have a hard number. We'll also have a few more months of experience and feedback. Growers, they're busy right now. We don't hear from them because they're out shaking trees.
More news after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
In other news, this year's raisin crop is a bit down compared to last year, but growers are reporting some excellent quality. Steve Spade is the grower representative for the Raisin Bargaining Association. He noted what kind of prices growers can look forward to for their harvest.
That's unknown right now. We're still in that process, so we don't really even know the price of the product.
And when are the prices generally established?
There are some years where the price had been established early, but it's really not that unusual to not know the price of the raisin, because you do need to really have a good handle on what your crop size is so you can price the product correctly.
This is California Ag Today.